An advocacy group for local businesses in Central New York organized the first Cuse Mob on Saturday, inviting people through Facebook and Twitter to visit an independently owned craft and gift shop on Syracuse's north side. As a local band played outside, an estimated 200 people visited Craft Chemistry in just about an hour. WRVO's Duri Lawrence introduces us to Brianna Kohlbrenner, the owner of Craft Chemistry, and some of the people who came to shop.
I think what's really great about Craft Chemistry being a part of Cuse Mob is that not only is it a local store, but it's also featuring local artists. So it's like, how much more local could you get?
My name is Brianna Kohlbrenner. My story of Craft Chemistry came from a childhood fantasy of always opening up a handmade art shop that allowed me to sell creative wares that other artists and designers made, as well sit in the back and make my own.
I am the executive director of Syracuse First, and we were sort of helped coordinate the Cuse Mob. We came up with the idea a little while ago, utilizing what other communities have done with cash mobs, and we wanted to bring it here to Syracuse.
I am nervous because you don't know what to anticipate. The press just picked it up so quickly. I don't know what that is. My store is small. It can't fit a lot of people. So we've tried to cleverly set up, you know, several different cash points. We have music outside that's happening live. Everyone's been, oh, I'm so glad I heard about your business this way. This is awesome. You're going to have so many customers. Your store's so cute. Look at this. Look at that. I'm also excited to hopefully gain new artists for the store to sell here. So
it's just the right thing to do. Kevin O'Connor from Brewerton came down with my wife and my daughter and future son-in-law. I mean, buying locally is a tremendous idea no matter what. That's why we go to the farmer's market. That's why we don't eat in chain restaurants. It's all kinds of things like that.
They've got some adorable earrings here. I just like the idea that everything's personalized. Someone really cared enough to craft this. Just some, like, the unique T-shirts. And this is the one my mom likes. Do you see why it's so cool? In the shape of Syracuse, and it's got the names of each of the individual neighborhoods.
This neighborhood is the biggest melting pot. This was actually the downtown of Syracuse 100 or so years ago. There's a lot of beautiful architecture and different styles, and every building has a story. I believe this one used to be a pharmacy of some sort, and there's actually old little storage vaults made of brick in the basement. Today, it's still has some really eclectic shops, like a trophy shop and a flag shop and an alteration shop, and just a lot of its history. And a lot of the owners are 80 years old and have had the business for a really long time. It's just great to be here. And when you have the door open, it's just the sounds of the city, just the streets and people walking by and cars driving by.
Andrew Creason. I'm a solo artist, but we play with a full band. This is Max McKee. But we just wanted to come out and help. It's cool because it helps the local economy, you know, and I feel like people always rag on their place where they live. It's not cool enough, it's not hip enough, but when people are doing things like this at the grassroots level, that's what makes your economy great. It's what makes your town great.
Just a personal choice to come and infuse some cash into a local business. Give them a hand, give them a boost, let them know the community cares about them. I just like the whole idea of the cash mob. I'd like to do something like this in Eastwood. Maybe it'll catch on.
There's a lot of new faces in here, and everyone's really taking their time looking around, which is wonderful. So I feel like we really gained a larger customer base because I feel like these people are going to come back. It just feels like a great big family. Like everybody just feels familiar even though they're new.